True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the biggest things, and there were some things that people had issue with the offense in the game against the Rams, from not being able to finish, not being able to score touchdowns, not being able to score in the second half, issues with the offensive line, pressure, the running game consistently. But I would argue, Clint, the biggest thing that I think may have gotten under your skin and maybe gotten under many people's skin is, they looked over there and you looked on the team and you're like, there's no Christian Kirk, there's no Joe Mixon, and the biggest weapon you have is what many people believe is a top 10 wide receiver in this league, and Nico Collins, and you couldn't early get him started and throughout the game. He had three catches for 25 yards on five targets, and that is... Kate Stover had more catches in the game than he did, and one less target. And D'Amico Ryans, he addressed it. He spoke and answered and gave his thoughts on the lack of involvement from his top threat, Nico Collins.
Throw it to Nico as many times as we can. Of course, that's everybody know. That's a question everybody, you know, wants to answer. Of course, we want to get the ball to Nico. He's one of our best players. But offensively, I just think when you go back to the game on Sunday, we have so many plays where we're kind of playing behind the sticks and we're not doing things that we're trained to do. We're not doing things conducive to staying on track and being able to run our offense in that type of fashion. It's going to be hard, you know, to get the ball to a certain player here or there, right? Because you're second and 18, second and 10, third and long. Like, that's not where you want to operate as an offense. So we just got to come back this week, just do the things that we're coached to do, make sure we're staying on track offensively, making sure everybody's on the same page, and we're just putting ourselves in position to make positive plays. And when we have those positive plays, then it opens up the offense for us to be able to get the ball to whoever we want to get the ball to.
We talked about it Friday. I said if the Texans will lose if they struggle on first downs. First downs will be a big key to this team, Clint. And that seems to be where he is going with issues of getting Nico involved, of early downs and putting themselves in second and third and long is as a reasoning of why Nico couldn't get involved like they wanted to.
Well, look, I think he's grasping at straws. I think when it's all said and done, that I'd argue you getting second and 18 is probably a better idea to look for Nico than it was on first and 10. So I would argue that it's better to look for Nico on third and 8 plus than it is on third and 1, right? So I think there's just a little bit of kind of grasping for straws here, grasping for an answer. But I think the bigger picture here for me, Ron, is this is rinse and repeat, right? If you look at what I believe got Bobby.
Possibility means you have a chance. Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's Slowick in real hot water and like at a good terms, I think, in the locker room was Bobby Slowick last year. Every time the offense struggled, it was never, hey, man, I got to be better. I got to do this. We need to do this. We got to. It was always, we just got to execute. We just got to execute. Ain't nothing wrong with the offense. Ain't nothing wrong with the play calls. Ain't nothing wrong with tossing the ball into the boundary. There's nothing wrong with this. Like, there's nothing wrong with the outside zone. There's nothing wrong with. It was always got to execute, got to execute. No, I ain't changing it, got to execute. Like in other words, when you say that, it's like, look, the struggles aren't on me. The struggles are on the players, right? When you look at, and again, I think D'Amico is grasping for straws, so it's a little bit out of pocket here. But again, this is the kind of stuff that got Bobby in trouble. It's not the offense. It's not the OC. It's not the plan going in. It's the players not executing, right? D'Amico said, not doing things that we're trained to do. Not doing things that are conducive to staying on track. Make positive plays to open up the offense to get the ball to whoever we want to get the ball to. Like, those are all like, nah, it ain't Nick Caley. And I know D'Amico's trying to protect his young coach. But at the end of the day, where I think you got to tread lightly is that this group, really CJ and Nico and the guys that are still around, I think there's a good chance that last year Bobby Slowick, a big falling out with Bobby Slowick was that he kept putting it on the players and never changed for 18 weeks. So I think you got to tread lightly here. I don't think any of those are good excuses why Nico Collins didn't get more touches. I think D'Amico, Ron, could have just said, best player on our offense, man, we got to get him more touches. Of course we want to get him more touches. Next question. You know what I mean?
I was just to say, Clint, I really don't give a damn how it happens. They got to figure it out.
No question. It should never happen.
I don't give a rip. We can look up and down it, right? Like, you got C.J. Stroud in his prime. Nico Collins in his prime. We've watched Nico Collins not have a soul on the offense around him and still catch 9-10 balls in games.
We have.
I mean, we could look up here. Aaron Rodgers got the ball to somehow DK Metcalf got touches, right? Even late with a rookie, Justin Jefferson had more catches and ended up getting touches in the end zone, right? And I mean, like, we could go around everybody. There are teams that are focusing on dudes that are their top weapons that are getting touches. And if they don't, and especially when they're in their prime, figure it out. You got to get him touches. And it is not, it shouldn't be that easy to take him out of the game. Because we watch it every single week. Hell, we've watched this group do it. Tank out. Diggs out. Nico, 9 catches. 13 targets. We've watched it. If for the life of me, Tyler, I don't know how they saw that screen and didn't come back to that one. That one, Bosey, he got 9 yards on that screen. I don't know how they didn't come to that one.
How did you go into the game and you thought more about getting 4 running backs touches than you did getting 12 touches? Like, it's wild. It's wild that it happened.
Second down and 10, baby. I'm going to get me 6 or 7. Easy.
Yeah, I cannot believe that it happened. It's definitely got to be fixed. I hope and pray that Nick Caley's got more sense. Nick Caley, if you're listening, I hope and pray that when you talk to the media this week, it's like, hey, man, I don't want to hear nothing about no chains, staying in front of the chains. I don't want to hear nothing about no long, second and long, and I was handcuffed, and I don't want to hear nothing other than, you know what? It don't matter what the situation was. It don't matter who we were playing, where we were playing. It don't matter who's healthy, who's not healthy. If 12 is on the field, we have got to make it a priority to get him as many touches as we possibly can. As soon as the ball kicks off, we got to get him touches, period. Like that, Nick, don't come out here, Nick, talking about we got to execute. Don't come out here talking about, well, we got to get everybody involved.
And even if you're going to go to establish Nick Chubb in the run game, in between that, there's got to be a ball
coming
in.
I'm gonna tell you, Ron. This week, it ought to be Nick Chubb, Nico Collins, and Dalton Schultz. Anybody else? Xavier Hutchinson on a jet sweep? No chance. Right? Screen to somebody, throwing the ball to Damian Pierce out in the flat? No chance. I mean, it's got to be those three guys. I mean, a heavy dose of those three guys. Or they're going to have some problems. But the Nico Collins thing just can't happen.
All right, T-Mill, let's hear it. Get us your best bets as you're going to try to help the people make a little cash tonight.
As always, yes, sir. Last night wasn't super ideal, but it wasn't awful either. We hit 2 of 4, hit 50% of our bets last night. Vikings won it for us. McCarthy ran his little legs for us. Not so much help from Caleb Williams.
Ooh.
And whatever the hell the other bet was I missed. But I got 4 baseball bets on a Tuesday night for you. 2 of these 4 are Astros related. First off, I meant to give you something different. I got a little busy back here giving tickets away and such. This game's already underway. You can bet it live if you'd like. Or you could follow Smart me on Twitter move. At TMLRealDeal and you would never miss the best bets and wait for 5:45. You would just know. Phillies, money line, -125, already underway as they are hosting the Mets. Next time on an under, Boston Red Sox at the Athletics, wherever the hell their home is. Under 10 runs tonight at +105, under 10 for Boston and formerly Oakland. And then Astros, they're giving them a run. They're giving them a run on the books. I got Astros +1. At basically even odds against the Blue Jays tonight. Got a risk for a wash, but that's better than a loss. And then lastly, a Yordan Alvarez prop that we hit on early and often anytime he's healthy. Big man, Yordan, over 1.5 total bases tonight for the Houston Astros. If they're going to score runs and win this game in Toronto, it's going to have to go through Yordan. So lock it in.
That one feels like a lock-in right now. Unless they just start walking him. That one feels like one to lock in. All right, T-Mill's best bets. I love the Yordan Alvarez one. +1. Okay. All right. There you go. Feeling good. Luis Garcia. We'll see how he does tonight on the bump. His second start. Did pretty good his first one. So,
you feel good about it?
If I didn't just get those transitions in that floor, I might put in some bets.
Transition pieces, got
you? Yeah, the transition pieces. I gotta hold off on my betting since we just did that on the floor. All right. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out for D'Amico for being on the show kind of today. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your chili pad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.